you see the video? Did you see the Lil Nas X video? Montero? Well, if you haven't seen it, you've surely heard about it. And that's what we're going to talk about today. I'm going to reveal the symbolism behind it. The insidious messaging behind it. The real meaning of why Lil Nas X is dropping this satanic video. It's more than just rebellious imagery. There is some deep occult symbolism behind lots of stuff in this video, and I'm going to break it all down for you. A lot of people are getting offended because it's, you know, a gay black rapper twerking on Satan. But I'm here to tell you it's more than that. I don't know if you've seen the video. I'll explain the video a little bit. I'll explain what you need to know, because I'm going to break down. There's some, basically, most of this show is going to be explaining one image from this video that I posted on the social medias, on the Instagram, on the Twitter. And it's a zoom in I did of one shot from the video, and you see some symbols and a message, and that's what I want to focus on mostly. And we'll also talk about those shoes. Sorry, my voice is I probably sound a little hoarse. It's early. It's Sunday morning. I woke up really early this morning. Why not? I don't know. Couldn't sleep in. And I wanted to get this out to you as quick as possible. Okay? It's so early. It's too early on a Sunday morning to be talking about gay rap satanic videos. But here we are. And we're going to do it. Now, I've talked about Lil Nas X in the past. And you know him, right? He's the guy who did the Old Town Road song that everybody on the planet heard a million times over. Pretty good song. In fact, I did a Twitter survey about asking you what was the best rap country crossover. I don't remember if he won or not. I kind of think he won. The other one was Bone Thugs, right? Remember the Bone Thugs? I don't remember. Sorry, it's early. I'm only one cup of coffee in, folks, okay? Anyhow, you know who Lil Nas X is. And in September 2019, I posted on my Instagram, I did a show about the VMAs. And if you recall, your boy Lil Nas X was wearing a jacket. And on the jacket, it had the all-seeing eye, it had the triangle, and it had the serpents. And I'm sure a lot of us, myself included, probably thought, okay, I mean, he's not in the Illuminati, right? He's not worshiping Satan. Like, serpents are like kind of a cool little accessory to any fashionable statement. But it turns out he is becoming a Luciferian, I believe. I don't know if this ends at just a publicity stunt. But furthermore, the real concern is that there's an influence to be had on the children. That's right. And you know me. I'm almost always on the progressive side of the argument, defending the artist in some ways. In this case, this one's disturbing. Wait till you hear the conclusion. Stick around for the end. And, you know, this is where I give the point to the conservative pearl clutchers, because I think they're right. I think they're right on this one, because it's something I found from January that Lil Nas X was doing that's going to blow your mind. It blew my mind. I hope I'm not hyping that up too much, but hang until the end. Now, this video dropped, immediately flooding social media, everyone talking about it. My man's Billy Ray Valentine hit me up, said, Isaac, you got to watch this video. My man Hot Rod hit me up, Isaac, check these shoes out. What's going on, man? And I said, okay. I was kind of busy. Had a lot of things to knock out this weekend. Got them knocked out. And let's talk about this whole mess. And for what it's worth, some people already attempted some symbolism breakdowns, and in typical fashion, the mainstream media failed miserably. BuzzFeed, there's a BuzzFeed article on all the symbolism behind the video. It's laughable at best. It basically interprets the whole thing through the lens that Lil Nas X wants you to interpret it. He says, this is all really about gay sexual freedom, which I would be okay with. And 9 times out of 10, that's the approach I would have taken to this video. And that's what I would have said. I would have said, yeah, I mean, it's a riff on his homosexual lifestyle, which, you know, big supporter of the LGBTQ plus whatever community here, right? I have zero problems with all of that stuff. But what to me, I think the Illuminati played their hand a little too hard on this one, and I'll explain. But yeah, there's a couple of Rolling Stone did analysis. Garbage. These guys, like, did you even do any research? I mean, they're terrible. This is, anyway, I don't want to go on that too long. Let's talk about the shoes first, before we get into the video. I'm going to read you from TMZ, because there was a lot of rumors floating around, and I want to get it right. From TMZ, I'm going to read. It says, the rapper pop star is putting out a limited release of Nike sneakers that are all about the Prince of Darkness and his kingdom, right down to the box artwork and even the shoe design itself, which features a pentagram emblem sitting on the laces. The shoe body is a Nike Air Max 97, which Mischief, the company behind the campaign, has reinvented with Nas X's new Montero song and video in mind. It's got a Bible scripture emblazoned on the side, Luke 10:18, which references Satan's banishment from heaven. And for what it's worth, that's the verse where they say that Satan fell like lightning from the heavens. And many times I've talked about that symbolism of the lightning bolt, which sometimes plays into the Kabbalistic tree of life, the path through the tree of life, but I don't want to overwhelm. But the curiously enough, not, oh, I don't know how many days ago it was, just recently, between now and Friday, Lil Nas X posted a video on his Instagram of him thanking his fans. And what kind of earrings is he wearing? The lightning bolts, yes. He is embracing this. Which has always been my argument of why, and I get it, right? Like, the Christian faith, like, it's a very traditional faith, and it says, look, this was a sin. But here's the problem when you, like, hang your hat on that and you want to die on that hill. You drive people away from the teachings of Jesus Christ. I'm not saying, like, and look, I'm no theologian. I don't know. Maybe it's a sin. I don't know. I have a hard time believing that. But I'm just a mere mortal. But my whole shtick is, like, why pump the shame into people that are, I believe, born this way? I don't think it's a choice. I think it's pretty clear. Why pump that much shame into a community? Of course, like, if I was gay, like, no way would I be a Christian. No way. I'd be like, you know what? F you guys. I'm out. I'll burn in hell. Thanks. And that's what Lil Nas X is doing. Now he's embracing Satanism. Was it worth it? Right? You're still not keeping the, the ones from going in the twos. You know what I'm saying? It's still happening. I don't know. It just seems like a weird approach to try to, you know, you're just supposed to love everybody, right? Anyway, and we're not going to get into that discussion. What a tangential rabbit hole that could have been. All right, let's get back to the shoes. Jeez. There's also a 666 reference towards the back of the shoe with another number in front of it, alluding to which limited unit it is. Word is, Mischief and Nike are only dishing out 666 of these puppies to the public. So if you have six of number 666, that seems to mean you got the sixth model. Here's the kicker. Apparently, these shoes will contain one drop of human blood somewhere along the soles. And no, not the metaphorical blood, sweat, and tears of the factory workers who will presumably put these together, like actual plasma-filled red stuff. Unclear whose blood exactly is being used for this, but it's provocative, without a doubt. Look at TMZ coming in with the jokes. They got the jokes about child slave labor. Real funny. Anyhow, And curious that the number 666 is going to be on this shoe, because that's the number of the perfected man, as Manly P. Hall tells us. And that plays a role in this video, because that's what this is all about. Lil Nas X thinks he is God. He thinks he is the perfected man. He thinks he's the perfected androgyne. And I will prove this to you. And that's what these shoes are all about. 666. And like I said, like they put this front of cheeky Satan rebelliousness on it, but there's a deeper occult meaning behind all of this. And I mean, come on, he's putting blood in it? We'll talk about that blood. But yeah, the shoes, they're... let's see what else I want to tell you. Okay, so I've read elsewhere the shoes are $1,000, $1,018, not $666. I don't know. It goes on sale March 29th. There is, in fact, 666 pairs. Now, the shoes, of course, made by Nike. It's got the swoosh of Saturn, right? That's a Saturnian corporate logo. The dark forces of Saturn. The adversary. The sixth planet. Right? See how it all fits together? And now, the reason they've got the... Why do they got the blood? Why they got blood, Isaac? Well, I'll tell you why. Because these occultists, they practice the occult magics, and there's a thing called sympathetic magic. This was something revealed by in the Golden Bough. And basically, sympathetic magic is, some people view this as an umbrella term for magic. There's underneath, within sympathetic magic, there's contagion magic, imitation magic, and opposition magic. But the idea is that two things can be connected over distance. A bit of quantum entanglement, if you will. Two things remain connected after the contact, and they remain with an influence upon each other. The phrase is, once in contact, always in contact. And Lil Nas X isn't the first celebrity to do this. Kesha, she collected her fans' teeth. Machine Gun Kelly, just last month, revealed he had Megan Fox's blood on a necklace that he wore. Angelina Jolie, didn't her and Billy Bob Thornton wear each other's blood? Sabrina, from that TV show, she used nail clippings on the show in a magic ritual. Lord of the Rings had the wand ring. Remember the ring? Well, that was sympathetic magic, and it was actually based on the vine ring found at the Temple of Nodens. Nodens, of course, being our satanic pagan god. Nodens is what ties into Typhon, which ties into Set, which ties into Satan. It's the adversarial deity for these occultists. So yeah, the shoes are Illuminate confirmed to the full, to the max, as it were, Air Max. But what's the song about? You're 13 minutes into the show and you're like, damn bro, I'm just here to hear about the video. And I'm gonna tell you about it. The song, what's the song about? Well, it's about Lil Nas X having sex with a dude who I think doesn't want to admit he's gay. I don't know. And Lil Nas X, he's down for whatever this guy wants, whenever he wants it. And he sort of takes a short turn into like Two Live Crew sensationalism, inspired, I would assume, by the Wet Ass Wooshie song, the WAP song. There's a line here. There's no swear words in this, but earmuffs if you're very sensitive. He says, shoot a child in your mouth while I'm riding. Now, A, I don't know the logistics of how that goes down exactly. but that's what he says. So clearly an explicit kind of song, right? But sure enough, it's number one on YouTube. And who do you think's on the YouTube? You know, YouTube wants to ban me. They don't want to. They did, right? They banned me in 2016. Yet, Wet Ass Pussy and, sex with Satan videos, number one on the trending. And you wonder why people question the nature of reality here and who's running our world. I mean, these conspiracy theories sell themselves, folks, okay? I mean, what's more harmful here? Some open-minded free thought? Or turning out them kids? Which, again, right? Sexually, I'm a very progressive, open-minded guy. But, like, I mean, here's my thing, though. It's like, kids are very impressionable. And, like, whether it's... And the look, these lyrics are very explicit. I mean, these are explicit lyrics. You don't want your, 12-year-old nieces and nephews walking around talking to them like this, do you? I mean, you got to shield them from this stuff for a little bit. Jeez. Anyhow, the video. Jeez, let's get into the video. It starts out and it's basically, the scene is basically in Eden. And I think Eden is called Montero, but Montero is Lil Nas X's real name. And that's what the name of the track is. Montero, Call Me By Your Name. Which, I've got some notes here. The Lil Nas X shared the statement about the video and addressed himself at age 14. And this is the odd statement that he made. He said, "Dear 14-year-old Montero, I wrote a song with our name in it. It's about a guy I met last summer. I know we promised to never come out publicly. I know we promised to never be that type of gay person. I know we promised to die with a secret. But this will open doors for many other queer people to simply exist. You see, this is very scary for me. People will be angry. They will say I'm pushing an agenda, but the truth is I am. The agenda to make people stay the F out of people's lives and stop dictating who they should be. Sending you love from the future." So again, I don't know, not a bad statement, right? Because I'm with that. I'm like, yes, stay out of other people's lives. Tell them what to do. As long as they're not harming you. But he says, "I'm pushing an agenda," right? Let's not ignore that. And to the masses, to the profane, they would say, well, the agenda is equal, gay rights. And I'm here to tell you, it's more than that. I think this is the deification ritual of Lil Nas X. So in the video, he's in the Garden of Eden, and here comes the serpent. Looks like an alien. Looks like a shape-shifting archon. And he makes out with it. And then the most interesting part. Right off the bat, we're going into the heavy-duty stuff. The tree of the forbidden knowledge, is, we zoom in on the video and you see some symbols and a message written in Greek. The people who made this video, and I don't know if Lil Nas X is in on this or if he's just being used, they weren't doing this satanic imagery for shock value. This isn't some satanic panic stuff, and I'm going to prove it right now. Because the symbols you see around the Greek message, which you can check it out on my Instagram, at Isaac Weishoff, like and subscribe, link in the show notes. You see, first and foremost, the universal hexagram. This is Aleister Crowley's little symbol here. And it represents the pentagram, which you could see on Nas X's Nike shoes. But it represents the pentagram with the inner five-petaled flower and the five points are your earth, fire, air, water, and spirit. That's the microcosm. That's the material realm. Then you've got a hexagram around it. This symbolizes the macrocosm. This is the universe. This is the source of the magic and the divine powers that these practitioners are toying with. And it's basically the law of correspondence that says, as above, so below. These things are connected. The microcosm and the macrocosm are connected. And these occult magicians seek to play with that sort of thing. We also see a spiral. The spiral indicates the evolution of man. And I'm going to explain to you where that's supposed to go, the evolution goes. You also see the inverted peace sign. That is the life rune. The Norse life rune. Because, you know, the peace sign, right? The peace sign regularly, that is the death rune. So this is like the inversion. This is the life. And then you also see the Leviathan cross. This mocks Jesus Christ's cross. It's also an alchemical symbol for the masculine. Means sulfur or brimstone, right? Brimstone, fire and brimstone. And it's oftentimes paired with Mercury, the feminine, which you do not see. This was a symbol allegedly created by the Knights Templar. In fact, if you watch Ghost Adventures, there was an episode on the TV, and Zach correctly cited this on in one of the houses they were in. I was very impressed. I wasn't sure if he knew, but he knows. Now let's get into the meat of this show. The Greek letters. The Greek letters on this tree. And I went to, when I first saw it, I thought, well, I sure don't read Greek that well or translate Greek that well. I'm going to look this up. And BuzzFeed, in their lame-ass article, was the first one I found. I said, the writing, listen to how terrible this is. How terribly uninformative this is. They say, the writing on the tree was pulled from Plato's Symposium, which, for those who don't know me, is a philosophical text about some men gathering at a banquet in honor of the god of love and desire, Hot. That's it. That's all it says. Way to dig deep. I'm glad BuzzFeed is, you know, part of the mainstream media. Good job. Then I read through a Rolling Stone article. They didn't even bother translating it. And guess where I ended up finding it? Guess where I ended up finding the translation? On Reddit. And you see, this is why people don't trust the mainstream media. This is why they don't trust the news. That's why they say everything is fake, you know? Everything's fake news. And I'd like to not believe that. I'd like to believe that not everything is fake news, but, I mean, they don't do themselves any favors with this kind of stuff. And this is also, on top of that, why the power structures want censorship. That's why they want to censor things like Reddit or whatever. They want us dumb and ignorant and looking to them for their uninformative answers. They want it to look like if you don't believe the mainstream media and you go to Reddit for your news that you're going to be in the QAnon cult doing wacky dumb stuff, believing crazy stuff. But like everything else, the truth is in the middle. You don't have to believe everything the mainstream media tells you. You don't have to believe everything Reddit tells you. You got to put it through a little filter of awareness. And that's what they're going hard on the Q. And look, I don't like the QAnon movement either. I think they're full of crap. But you'll notice there's lots of shows exposing them right now because they're really trying to drive this message home. So anyway, I had to go on Reddit. And this is what the poster said. It said, the Greek in the video is a reference to Plato's Symposium, specifically section 191a, lines 5 through 6, which this person translates as, so in the beginning, when they were cut in two, they yearned for each other's half, which is a reference to the original humans who were supposedly connected like a wheel. Zeus feared their power and cut them in two, so they were to wander the earth forever, looking for their partner. And that's basically true. I found another translation. Actually, I hit up a guy I know who's Greek. And he sent me this way to another translation. Says, from the time when human nature was torn in two, each craving the other, half of itself. So we go to the actual document, the symposium document from Plato. And I'll read you exactly what it says. This is the most revealing part. In the first place, let me treat of the nature of mankind and what has happened to it. For the original human nature was not like the present, but different. The sexes were not two as they are now, but originally three. There was man, woman, and the union of the two. Having a name corresponding to this double nature, which had once a real existence, but is now lost, and the word androgynous is only preserved as a term of reproach. So he's implying that there was a sort of perfected being and of androgyny that's both male and female, the unionized sexes. And earlier, like when that one translation talked about how human nature was torn in two, each craving the other half of itself. They're talking about Eros. And if you read into Symposium, that passage comes from a guy named Aristophanes. And, you know, and I'm not the smartest guy with all this Plato stuff, but, like, in terms of occultism, like, Neoplatonism is one of the three foundational ideas and concepts. Right? And you got, like, the other ones are, like, the Kabbalah, and then, like, the Hermetic stuff. The Hermetic wisdoms. But there was a website, Damian Ofina, talks about this passage in more detail in the origin of Eros. And basically, Eros is masculine and feminine. Right? But then there's also this force, this androgyny. Which also, if by the way, if you're taking notes, if you're a subscriber to the podcast, I dropped two episodes on Eyes Wide Shut, and I've got three more going deep into the novella and the making of Eyes Wide Shut with all these details, and they're only going to be on the bonus supporter feeds, okay? And if you don't know what the supporter feeds are, link in the show notes. It's like the Patreon. I got it on IlluminatiWatcher.com in the VIP section or Rockfin. But the supporters, we're gonna go deep diving. And of course, the whole thing with Eyes Wide Shut, it's about this masculine feminine duality. It's what it's all about. And it's about the Eros, the sexual force, driving the two towards each other. Okay? And I'm dropping those Eyes Wide Shut deep dive bonus shows here in the next week or two. It just depends on how long it takes me to get through some of the stuff. But we're going to go deep into it. And, like, you're going to be shocked from what I found in those in the book and in the making of. Basically, Kubrick knew. He was basically showing you. I'll give you the short version. He's basically showing you that the secret societies, the elites, understand the mystical properties of this union, the union of opposites, and the sexual nature. And there's a lots of wild things along the way that I will reveal on those shows. So if you like Eyes Wide Shut and you want more, this is going to be the place to get it, I assure you. No one's going to do a deeper dive on Eyes Wide Shut than what is going to be on the podcast. Now, back to old-timey Plato stuff. It says here, the gods cursed the androgynous folks, dividing them into two. And this guy on this website is saying that Eros is this magnetic force that drives us to go towards each other. It's what drives man towards woman and woman towards man. Because we have this instinctual desire to get back to the androgynous state that we originally were. And this all goes back to this golden age idea that there was this duality generated by these opposing forces. Because in the golden age, everything was in perfect balance. The androgyny was perfectly balanced. And yes, this is the same perfected androgyne of Aleister Crowley. But the gods, they split the androgyne. Because they were worried man would become God. And the gods were jealous. So they divided them. And this division created the force of Eros. Okay? That's the short version of this. We strive to become perfected by finding an opposing mate. Male finds female, female finds male, and on some levels become God, become an androgynous God. And in the document, he presents some intriguing ideas about how in this whole process, the ego becomes an emergency that only surfaces. The ego only surfaces when you're in a relationship. It's what keeps you separated to know that, like, there's an I and a we, right? And the identity associated with the ego is led by this Eros force. It's like saying you know you're separate from someone else so that this Eros force can drive you towards another. So anyway, in the video, that's the gist of what I wanted to talk about, because the rest of the video is shock value stuff. He goes into like this tribunal, people are judging him, and then he's ascending into the sky towards the Luciferian angel. Then he falls like lightning down a stripper pole into Satan's realm, into hell. He's doing a twerk and lap dance on Satan's lap on top of a pentagram. I mean, it's kind of funny on some levels. He's doing the twerk and dance, and then he breaks Satan's neck and removes Satan's horns and puts them on for himself. He is now the Prince of Darkness. So what's this all about? Why, I mean, like, in conclusion, why do we care? Isn't Lil Nas X just begging for attention? Isn't that what this is? It's just a, you know, shock imagery to get us talking, because that's what we're doing. I think it's more than that. I think this is the occult litmus test to see how the public handles these concepts of Satanism. Because these elites are Luciferians, okay? They believe that Satan and Lucifer, they're the real good guys in this story. And here's where I got a little pearl clutchy. Cuz here's where I actually draw the line a little bit. Back in January 2021, NPR interviewed Lil Nas X, and the article is called "Lil Nas X Says Children Are His Core Audience Right Now and That's Okay." So not only did 2 months ago, 3 months ago, Lil Nas X say, look, he was aware that children are his audience, okay? And, like, I don't have kids, but I would imagine most people would be like, I don't really want this guy that my kids look up to be doing all these sexual things and doing satanic things on the video. Like, I personally don't care. Like, it doesn't bother me one bit. What do I care? But I don't have kids that I'm trying to raise into this world that are very impressionable by these celebrities. So he knew this, right? And worse yet, when you read the article, when you read the interview, it's more than just the headline. Because guess what he did? He wrote a children's book, too, called C is for Country. Now, a lot of the sort of very conservative right-wingers throw fits over this kind of stuff, and, like, this is the one of few times where I'm with them on this. I think, you know, if you know purposely you're driving kids towards your audience, as your audience, there's a little bit of responsibility you need to take, right? Like, what if this was on the Disney Channel? He got this. I mean, this is a guy. He got mainstreamed real quick with Old Town. What's it called? Old Town Road. Yeah, I kept thinking Old Town Country. Old Town Road. It went viral. Massive hip hop, country, pop crossover hit. A couple little hits afterwards, like Panini. I mean, the kids were really drawn to this guy. And then he pulls a switcheroo and is like doing this crazy stuff. Which, again, like, personally, I don't care. Like, I'm a fan of all the crude things. But, like, I don't know. Like, you know, when I was a child, Two Live Crew was the big controversy. And the controversy is what made a lot of us try to get that album, the cassette tape. You know? Try to get the cassette tape of the Two Live Crew. And they were saying all the same stuff. But they didn't have the satanic spin that Lil Nas X has. I mean, he's really pumping it up a notch or two. But the real message of the video, I believe, isn't necessarily pushing the gay agenda, isn't necessarily pushing satanic agenda, but it's putting a very occult spin on things that I think a lot of people aren't aware of, and that's why I think this is an important thing to understand. What's this deal with the androgyne? He's promoting the androgyne, right? That's what's happening here. Let's dig into it. What is this? Well, if you read Joseph Campbell's Hero with a Thousand Faces, it says androgyny is an art of the first form of mankind before the introduction of duality, just like Plato's Symposium says. He cites the Kabbalistic teachings of the medieval Jews and the Gnostic Christian writings of the second century represent the word made flesh as androgynous. And he says this was indeed the state of Adam as he was created before the female aspect, Eve, was removed into another form. And among the Greeks, not only Hermaphrodite, the child of Hermes and Aphrodite, but Eros too, the divinity of love, the first of the gods, according to Plato, were in sex both female and male. So God created man in his own image. The image of God created him. Male and female created he them. The question may arise in the mind as to the nature of the image of God, but the answer is already given in the text and is clear. When the Holy One, blessed be he, created the first man, he created him androgynous. The removal of the feminine into another form symbolized the beginning of the fall from perfection into duality, and it was naturally followed by the discovery of the duality of good and evil. That's the tree of good and evil that Lil Nas X is making out by, and then carved this message in. Exile from the garden where God walks on earth, and thereupon the building of the wall of paradise, constituted of the coincidence of opposites. So, Joseph Campbell's basically pointing to the same thing, and he's pulling these ideas from the Gnostic writings as well, which it always goes into the Gnostics. There's another concept. I mean, we could look at this concept in many ways. Another one is in mystical Tantra. And the idea there in Tantra is to raise the Kundalini fire snake to mate up with Shiva. And this is the third eye, right? And they have the sacred marriage. And that's the androgyny, the perfected form of the male and female meet together. And they call this the union with the absolute. That's the union with God that created everything. And that's like the Gnostic God, right? The absolute, the invisible creator. And they achieve Advaita. This is non-duality status. So man becomes God through non-duality. And if you're not picking up what I'm putting down yet, hang in there. We'll get there. Because that's your boy Lil Nas X. The perfected non-duality. He is the perfected androgyne, the male and female all in one. He is putting on a ritualistic performance to show you that he is now God. This is what I argued that many rappers do in Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic. They talk about becoming God. There's an occult flair to this. In Aleister Crowley's Magic and Theory and Practice, he said the devil does not exist. The devil is merely the god of any people that one dislikes. And he likens the serpent to Satan, but not as the enemy of man, but instead the perfected androgyne or Baphomet of perfection. Yes, the goat with the boobs. Because the goat with the boobs is all a symbolic of the perfected androgyne, the duality concepts. It's the male goat with the female breast. It's an alchemical term. You see it as the rebus, the perfected duality in the imagery. So in conclusion, what is Lil Nas X pushing? And who is the audience? Right? Who's the audience? Tell me it's not kids. Tell me it's not kids when he said 2 months ago his core audience is children and he's okay with it. And then he wrote a children's book. And then the next thing he pushes is this music. And what's this video showing? It's showing the occult concept of the perfected android, of man becoming God. And I would argue that the masses think this is merely a, you know, satanic video. But you got to understand what's going on here. He's embracing the Gnostic wisdom that came by the way of the serpent, who bestows the knowledge of the perfected non-duality. He's the perfected androgyne, the male with the feminine qualities. And he is God. That's the takeaway. The entertainers, they're showing us that they are God, and that's what it must feel like to be them. They can have whatever they want. They are worshipped. But this is a very dangerous path. This is the path to the occult God. And to drive the point home further, one last takeaway before I let you go. At the end of the video, he removes Satan's crown, his horns, and he puts it on his own head. And now he's wearing the horns. And the two petal horns of Moloch, the two petal horns of Satan here, they also represent the brow chakra, which is the pineal gland, aka the all-seeing eye. And if you recall from the Tantra sex magic, the Kundalini performs the sacred marriage to the third eye, the all-seeing eye. And what was the jacket he was wearing at the VMAs not 2 years ago? The jacket with the all-seeing eye, the pyramid, and the serpent. Case closed. Lil Nas X, Illuminate confirmed. And he's trying to tell the kids, I guess. So there you go. Hope you enjoyed that analysis. I sure found it a fascinating moment. All right, so if you want more, sign up for the supporter feeds. Link's in the show notes. You can check it out. I got a discount going on the IlluminatiWatcher.com VIP section. Use promo code HOTGIRLSUMMER. You're going to get a big discount. I only got a few spots, and those expire here real soon. You can sign up for the supporter feeds, and you'll go deep, deep, deep into the world of Eyes Wide Shut, along with all the other bonus content you get, along with no more ads. I mean, come on. Isn't that worth it? No more ads. Early access, bonus content. Depending on which one you get a free copy of Kubrick's Code. You get a free copy of The Dark Path. It's all there for you. It's just waiting for you. So go sign up. If you like the show, support it. And until next time, stay woke.